Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Handle on the news.
Handle on the news!
And now, here's Bill Handle.
And good morning. Bill Handle here. On a, already we're Wednesday. May 18th. Hard to believe we're already into May.
I just got some breaking news.
Okay.
That Russian soldier that was accused of the war crime in Ukraine has just pleaded guilty to killing a civilian.
Oh, interesting.
I thought so, too.
Ah, interesting. Usually, when you go in front of, I think it's the World Criminal Court, as opposed to the World Justice Court, International Justice Court versus the International Criminal Court. You know, he can get some serious jail time. The problem is, if he had gone to trial, it would take 26 years to go through trial. And he's gonna end up doing jail time. It's a crime against humanity. It's a war crime. Okay.
Well, I don't have any more details on it,
no,
but if I
enough.
Do, I'll let you know.
No, that's news. All right. Quick hello. Jen, good morning.
Morning.
And Wayne, good morning.
Good morning.
Alex?
Morning.
Morning. And Tyler, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
All right. I'm going to do something which we almost never do, but we're going to have a good time on this one. And that is at 9:20, I'm doing a story on COVID evictions. The bans are lapsing and how people get, in L.A. County, City of Los Angeles, the eviction bans, and the state pouring money into, and the federal, the feds pouring money into landlords who are not getting money, have not gotten money for rent. But one of the main reasons that the money is being poured into these programs is because the government doesn't want homelessness to explode. That's one of the primary political reasons. So what I want to ask you, listeners out there in radio land, kind of love that, is help me describe people who are homeless, because no longer is anybody homeless. What they are unhoused, or they're home insecure, right? And so tweet me your definition of homeless. I think we're going to have a good time with this, and I'll pick it up at 9:20, and you can do it at Bill Handle Show. I'm trying to figure out loving living on the sidewalk, some kind of a synonym for that. So people are really good at this stuff, especially our listeners.
Can I just encourage people to think very broadly, because it doesn't have to be an adjective. There's also a new trend to not, it's not about describing the person, it's about describing what they're experiencing. I've heard a lot of coverage where they'll go, a person experiencing homelessness.
Exactly.
Something, something, something.
Right. Yes.
So it doesn't just have to be coming up with an adjective.
No, no, I understand. But
it can be any way of
describing homelessness
to a person who doesn't have a regular place to live.
For example, I'm not bald. I am follicularly challenged.
You're also experiencing follicular challenge.
That's exactly correct. So there's a whole world now of describing undocumented for illegal alien. Aliens don't exist anymore, except in the UFOs that the House is investigating right now. So let's go for it. Another way to describe homelessness, but politically correct. And that's at Bill Handle Show, and I'll share that at 9:20 when I do the story on COVID evictions.
Please don't be mean-spirited.
Oh, please be mean-spirited. Give me a break. This is the Handle Show. Are you kidding? The more mean-spirited, the higher you go on the we're going to talk about it level.
Which is why I'm so uncomfortable with this right now. I'm so nervous.
Oh, no, it's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be great. I mean, there'll be a little bit of editing because I have to go through Alex. But other than that, okay. We almost never do this, but when we do, we have fun at it. So it's at Bill Handel Show, another way to describe either someone who is homeless or the experience of homelessness.
Where is this coming from? I'm curious.
Well, as I said, it's based on the government pouring money into these stimulus packages and rent protection, both for renters and landlords. And one of the reasons that we never talked about, which is legitimate, is they don't want an explosion in homelessness. And the government, and we don't talk about that. It's protection for those people. They don't want people on the sidewalk. And so that's why the description, I think, is appropriate. 9:20. Okay, guys, let's do it. We've got plenty of Handle on the News with Jennifer and Wayne and me. Lead story. All right, this one has to do with the Orange County church shooter who charged with 10 counts, including murder. And there's an enhancement here, lying in wait, and the death penalty can't apply. And Todd Spitzer, Orange County DA, who's a friend, maybe not of the show, but a friend of mine, yesterday announced that the death penalty could apply. I'm trying to get hold of him just to ask him why. Why would you charge someone with a death penalty when it's impossible to execute anybody and the cost is astronomical? And we'll see what he has to say. If we can get him.
Well, you said if you can get him. Now, I have a copy of the rundown that has been given to me. Alex usually doesn't give it to me until it's pretty set. And
right.
It does show Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer coming on with you at 7 o'clock
this morning. That's tentative.
Oh.
That's
well,
we have not
say tentative.
Yeah, it's tentative. All right.
All right, we've got one person now who's been taken into custody after that fire that started just before 3 yesterday near Griffith Park in the Griffith Observatory, and 6 acres burned. They do have it totally surrounded, though, this morning, but arson investigators came in immediately, and that person of interest was taken in almost immediately as well.
We got a lot of arson lately. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
4 people arrested for some of the fires.
In Northern California, yeah. They were going crazy. And they had nothing to do with each other. It was
gorgeous.
And
weird.
So there's all another on their one. Own.
Did you see the video of the observatory, how close the fire came? And how many firefighters? The Griffith Observatory is, they're not going to let that puppy burn. That's for sure.
And there's already a lawsuit filed in connection with the Laguna Niguel fire that destroyed 20 homes last week. The plaintiffs are claiming that Southern California Edison was negligent in not inspecting, maintaining, repairing its overhead lines, creating, quote, the perfect storm for disaster.
Is there any evidence? Well, we knew that there was an electrical issue. And
Edison reported there was a circuit event or circuit activity in the area. So they kind of started it by suggesting themselves that their equipment may have had something.
And I have to tell you, if it was it necessarily equipment? What if it was not a power line? Even a power line. They're all control, even underground power, transformers. That's all the utility, right? There's no local government involved in that at all, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see. You can't have, it seems like there is no such thing as a fire today that is not either arson or the power company. And you argue the power company. And you have to prove it. But the damage is 20 homes. You think that's damages are big enough on that one to file a lawsuit?
Sure, those homes?
Yeah, you think you had a hard time finding a lawyer on that one?
All right, so we've got cases of COVID-19 on the rise in L.A. County, and unfortunately, that means we may be rising as a county into the medium risk category. We had been in low, but if we should get into that medium risk category, there is the chance that L.A. County will impose indoor mask mandates again until that number goes down.
And it starts again, the controversy. No one's going to tell me to wear a mask. And once again, it all starts. God, I love it.
And it's going to be in big part, I feel for the workers. I feel for the workers at any restaurant, at any Costco, at any whatever.
Oh, fighting is going to go on. It's just going to be crazy.
They're going to be asking people, please put a mask back on.
And then the people
are
going to yell and scream and throw ketchup bottles.
Ketchup bottles?
Yeah, whatever. And grabbing anything. Yeah.
Any condiment, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, they said I was told to get rid of story five, but we didn't really say what was in story five. So do you want me to just quickly say what was in story five?
Sure.
Which is that the CDC is recommending you test, you get a test for COVID as close as possible to your departure time.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear a mask on the plane anymore, but they're suggesting you get tested both before and after the flight, like people are going to do that.
Yeah. If you're, how about the airlines? If you're flying an international airline, there's plenty of them say no tests, you're not getting on the plane. That you can still do that. Private businesses can do that.
I don't think the airlines have a stomach for that.
I think, you know what? I
think we'll find out very soon.
I think they do. All right.
All right. Well, does a Donald Trump endorsement help you? Well, we'll see. In this is specifically Pennsylvania, where we've got this super tight Republican Senate race primary. And you've got Dr. Oz now and his opponent McCormick. Now, it's so far as of this morning, it's still too far to tell. At last check, I spoke with Galen Druk of the 538.com politics podcast. He said at latest check, it was 2,000 votes that separated Oz and McCormick.
Yeah,
and there were tens of thousands of mail-in ballots still to be counted.
And one county had a problem, and this was the governmental problem, not fraud or anything, coding the ballot. So they now have to hand count. I think it's Lancaster County, one of the largest, has to hand count the votes. So that's going to take some time. And it's pretty crazy. Later on, 7 o'clock, I'm going to talk about this as far as the Trump influence. And here in Pennsylvania, Trump backed up McCormick. I mean, backed up Oz. You got McCormick, and then you have that other lady. They were out-Trumping each other. No, no, I like Trump. No, I follow Trump. No, I'm out-Trumping you. Even though Oz got the endorsement, the other two are pure Trumpists. So that's a win no matter what. And then in some cases around the country, it wasn't worth very much. Mixed results for the Donald Trump endorsement.
Just really quickly, too, Galen had an interesting point. Based on the last election, if you look at the presidential election and the miscounting and things like that and, you know, voter fraud, what does the Republican Party do within itself? So say that you've got 2,000 votes that separate, you know, Oz and McCormick or whatever, and it comes down to something that close in the end. I think that would trigger a recount in that state.
Well, it has to by law.
By law?
If it's half a point difference, by law, it has to be recounted.
But does the party fight within itself over voter fraud and whatever in that case?
Yeah, because they're all conservative. They're all pro-Trump. I think it's almost incidental that Trump, that Trump personally endorsed. I think that's part of it. But I don't think that's enough to have infighting within the party. They got their people. They got exactly the super conservative people they want, all the way from conservative to insanely conservative.
Well, one guy who didn't do well, despite an endorsement from former President Trump, North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn, he has conceded in his primary. He will not be the Republican candidate for his own seat.
Now,
state senator there named Chuck Edwards.
Now, a quick word about this. Madison Cawthorn, first time congressman, and usually incumbents don't get tossed, particularly in the primaries. And he's only 26, but he's nuts. He's the one that argued the orgies were happening. Cocaine. The Democrats were doing cocaine. Yeah. I mean, he just went on and on. He called Zelensky a thug. I mean, just crazy stuff. So the argument is that Trump endorsed him and argued that he had made foolish mistakes but deserved a second chance. So he got Trump's endorsement and he loses. So normally, okay, so that means that the Trump influence was not as powerful. I'm going to argue the other side. It was close enough that the Trump influence gave him enough votes that this was a close race. It shouldn't have been even close. He is so nuts that every Republican in the state went against him across the board. And he still got all those votes. And I'm going to argue it's because Donald Trump endorsed him. Otherwise, he would have been killed. So once again, Donald Trump, a huge influence in the party. Is it still a Trump party? Yeah, I think it is.
All right. I hope, I pray, I wish, Snoop Dogg, if you're listening this morning, I need a rap for the man you have endorsed now as L.A. mayor. I need the new official Rick Caruso for L.A. mayor song to be from rapper Snoop Dogg, because Snoop came out yesterday and said that he does endorse Caruso. He says, you got my support. Whatever, we're a part of whatever you're a part of as far as bringing love to the community and keeping people there that were part of the community.
So here's a question. Snoop Dogg, I would guess his endorsement is more important, has more influence than any other rapper because he has become so mainstream. He is host of a bunch of TV shows. He does tons of commercials. I mean, this is not a gangsta rapper out there.
You're putting him with Martha Stewart and Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I think he's more powerful than Martha Stewart or Kelly Clarkson, and certainly more mainstream. He made a career for himself, hasn't he?
Which celebrity endorsement for Caruso? All of these are real. Which one is the most powerful in your opinion, Bill? Snoop Dogg, Gwyneth Paltrow. It's only those two because the other people are not clearly enough. Scooter Braun, the music
impresario. Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Dogg versus Gwyneth Paltrow, considering it's yoga and crystals Los Angeles that we're talking about.
All right. Considering that Caruso is running as a Democrat, the most moderate Democrat out there, I think it's Snoop Dogg. I would guess it's Snoop Dogg because he is, as crazy as he is, so likable, stretches across so many parts of the demographics. Man, when you can do mainstream commercials and the ad agencies put a rapper like Snoop Dogg up there, usually it'd be a gun manufacturer that would have him as a spokesman. And so I'm going for Snoop Dogg. And I think he's great. I mean, I just love it when he does this stuff. I'd listen to him.
Sorry, I have an important announcement before we continue. I told you earlier in the show that Todd Spitzer was confirmed for 7 o'clock to talk about his decision to charge a death penalty eligible case against the church shooter in Laguna Niguel. And you said, oh, no, it's tentative. It was confirmed. It is confirmed.
Okay. And I didn't know at that time when I said that. Okay, I also don't know how to do a night law commercial either. Okay, let's move on.
That's all right. Here we go. Oh, the NATO chief is hailing it as a historic moment when Finland and Sweden applied to join the ranks of NATO. May I say, this story, why it doesn't... We already reported that they applied to join NATO,
yes,
and we already reported that the Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said, oh, yes, we very much want to have them in NATO, and we will expedite this. So the fact that then he says, oh, it's historic. Okay.
Well, number one, it is historic. Number two, it's just another episode and another level of Putin totally underestimating everybody and everything and some history that I want to share with you. I think this is a fun story. And well, I don't know about fun, but I think it's an interesting story. Just expands our understanding of what's going on to a level other than just, hey, here's what's happening. And I'm going to do that at 7 o'clock. And no, I'm doing that. I'm sorry. I'm doing that at 8 o'clock.
All right. So the investigation has continued into that China Eastern Airlines plane crash that killed 132 people. Remember, this is the one that almost went just vertical. And now they do believe in the beginning there had been rumors that they were going to look into the pilot. And now they think that it is possible the pilot was going through something because they say that they look specifically at the plane's flaps and those were not engaged. Landing gear had not put down. And they believe that the near vertical descent of this plane would have required intentional force by the pilot.
You talk to aviation experts, there's no other explanation. I mean, this thing went straight down. It was like a dive bomber.
Yeah.
And they're saying that there were some issues with the pilot. They don't know what at this point. So the guy decided to commit suicide and take 132 people with him. Nice. Why don't you commit suicide before you get on the airplane? I'm fine. You got some issues. Blow your brains out. I'm fine with that. I don't care. But why take all these people with you? Are you insane? There was an Egyptian flight that did the same thing. Egyptian Air that went down because the pilot somehow became radicalized, screaming Allah Akbar. It's just really distressing. It really is. All right.
Well, apparently there is kind of a big federal investigation into concerns of corruption in the city of Anaheim, including many city figures. And the reason that we know this is because of some documents that have been filed in connection with a criminal complaint against some guy who was the former CEO of the Anaheim Chamber of Commerce. Now, he's accused of something different. He's accused of lying to get a home loan to buy a house in Big Bear, which is, people do this a lot. In this case, they're saying he inflated his assets to make him appear wealthier and more creditworthy than he really was. And then he borrowed some of the down payment, but he didn't reveal that. So those are the accusations against him. But as part of that filing, there's an FBI affidavit that says he was part of a, now they put this word in quotes, and I find it a little weird that an FBI agent would use this word, a cabal of City of Anaheim officials, employees, and area business owners who would hold regular meetings to allegedly exert influence over government operations in Anaheim.
By the way, this not alone. They did the same thing in the San Fernando Valley with a group of Latino, I think it was assemblymen and California senators. And this is so pervasive that there is an entire division in the Department of Justice that deals with public corruption. Just a bunch of investigators just for this thing. There's a lot of at least allegations of corruptions. Oh, by the way, the one that dealt with the city, nothing, zero. They found no wrongdoing.
Some news that literally just broke. Jennifer, you're covering this.
Thomas Lane, who is an ex-police officer from Minneapolis, has just pleaded guilty to state charges of aiding and abetting manslaughter in the George Floyd case.
He was one of the four cops involved. As, of course, we know, Derek Chauvin is going to do, 20 years in prison for what happened. And the other cops let it happen, helped. And so he was one of them. He just pled guilty, aiding and abetting. All right. No surprise there. All right. Let's go back and finish up Handle on the News, Jennifer, Wayne, and me.
All right. Here's the story. So it was in 2019, after a Dodgers versus Diamondbacks game, that a man was walking out to his car, Rafael Reyna, and he called his wife and he said, you know, hey, I'll be home shortly. All of a sudden, while he was on that phone call, about five people came up and violently beat him. Now, his wife is suing the Dodgers for emotional distress because this happened in an area of the parking lot that a lot of people say is notoriously poorly lit. Now, in this call, according to the wife, she says that she heard her husband being beaten, assaulted, his head hitting the ground. She says she continued hearing her husband's labored breathing and groans. She stayed on the phone until people started helping her husband. Her hearing says that she, or her, sorry, her lawsuit says that she sustained great shock, horror, and emotional distress. Now the Dodgers want proof of the emotional distress that this wife claims she suffered.
And it's legitimate. You can't just say I was emotionally distressed. You have to bring some evidence to the table. And usually the evidence is she's gone to a psychologist. She's needed to mend, because this is a mental issue, emotional distress. And so she goes to a shrink is usually what happens. I'm not saying, and this is probably very legitimate, but she has to prove it. And if she doesn't have proof, the judge will throw that out if she doesn't bring at least an attempt to prove it with some outside evidence other than her just saying it.
One of the things that the Dodgers lawyers have apparently asked for is they want the wife to produce a recording of what she heard over the phone during the alleged beating. How does that go? Do you contact the cell phone company and you have to get them? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't. How did she prove what she heard over the phone? That's a very good point.
I don't know how.
As far as that part of it, which is more factual, what did you hear? Why wouldn't her sworn testimony
right.
be enough?
And that's evidence.
To establish that, that's evidence. So. And generally, sworn testimony is considered credible unless you get impeached. But proving the emotional distress, if she does not have therapist records or somebody, something like that, it will be difficult.
Yeah.
A federal judge has struck down a law in Tennessee that required businesses that allowed transgender people to use the restroom of their choice to post a sign warning everybody that they allow that. The sign had to say, this facility maintains a policy of allowing the use of restrooms by either biological sex, regardless of the designation on the restroom. And a federal judge said, "That you can't do that."
Yeah, and that was mandated. The allowing people to do that is a law that mandates they have to put that sign up. And if you don't or do not allow people of the designation or self-identified gender to use the restroom of their gender, their identified gender, business owners could face criminal charges. And the judge said, that's crazy.
No. If you
did I get that wrong?
Yeah. You do, the law does not mandate that you allow.
No. I understand. The law mandates the sign.
If you allow. Right. If you allow, you must post the sign. And you're correct that not posting the sign would be a crime.
Yeah, but who's going to allow that?
This is the easiest thing in the world. I mean, you shouldn't have a law like that, and I agree.
Yeah,
with being
and I don't understand how in Tennessee, what business is going to allow the use allow
a
people
lot
to
of them. Tennessee, yeah. You get, if you're in Memphis.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty liberal. Okay, it can be pretty liberal.
But all you have to do is don't have gender designations on your bathroom.
Right. Just
put a sign that says customer bathroom and you're done with the problem.
That's true. You know, gender neutral bathrooms. You know, you see those.
Don't even say that. Don't even
Just put restroom on the door.
Yeah,
How about putting nothing on the door and letting them guess which door is the restroom?
Oh man, hopefully they don't. They're not nearsighted. No, they're not farsighted, and it's a mop closet.
Yeah.
With those buckets in there.
All right. So I think this headline buries the lead. So this headline reads: Tahunga doctor charged with making fake COVID vaccine cards. That is true. So this doctor has been charged with issuing these fake COVID-19 cards. But there's more. He also apparently is accused of injecting some of his patients with blood plasma that he got from some of his donors who purportedly previously had COVID. And what he would say is, I have this plasma that I'm going to put into you patients to protect you from getting COVID-19.
Yes, because it's plasma from people who had COVID.
Who had it. And well, so he thinks he's injecting the antibodies into his patients.
Well, I'm glad he's making that that choice. Of course, the FDA has never approved of that. I don't know if the FDA's been asked to even look at this. So it's clearly just, to your point, it is a bigger story than just here's some fake ID cards or fake COVID cards. Yeah, there are some doctors out there that are just as nuts as other people.
Oh, I just saw breaking news on KTLA. Dolly Parton says she still uses a fax machine.
Oh, that's breaking news.
That was a
fun
way.
Who's on the other end, though, to receive those faxes?
Who's she faxing? Exactly.
Yeah. And by the way, that's huge breaking news. I know we interrupted that World War III has been declared, but hey.
I was kidding.
Of course you were.
Funny.
Netflix, of course, lost subscribers. Their revenue is slowing down. And so now they have announced they're cutting 150 jobs, most of them in the U.S.
Now, 150 out of 11,300 jobs doesn't say a lot. But the reason they're doing it, because it's down, the stock is down 35%. They've lost 200,000 subscribers. But this quarter, they expect to lose more than 2 million subscribers. Although they have 130 million, so the numbers are tiny. And so what the market is doing is simply anticipating what's going to happen. Too much competition.
What's remarkable is they are bucking the trend because all the other streaming services are adding subscribers. And they're the big streaming service that's going in the wrong direction, which means they really do have a big problem.
And I'm one of the Netflix crazy people because that'll be the last streaming service that I would give up is Netflix, because they just have more than anybody else. And I just like what they do. I got Peacock for two shows. That's it. Saw the shows. Now what? And then the other Disney.
Which two shows on Peacock? That's NBC, right? So is it Lester Holt After
or
Dark?
Maybe it was Paramount Plus. One of the two that had.
If it's Paramount Plus, you ruined my joke about. He didn't even hear what I said.
No, I did. I'm just
this
trying
is,
to...
By the way, no, for I'm, people who don't understand, he's got a big... He really likes Lester Holt on NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I really do. But that's not the point. That's the point. Okay.
We're done.
Yeah, we are so done for sure. Okay, the Orange County shooter charged with 10 counts. Of course, murder and an enhancement. So Todd Spitzer yesterday, the Orange County DA, talked about the death penalty. I'm going to have him on, and I have a couple questions about that charge. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.